If Sonic Youth's Evil was a messy first kiss with noise rock, then Sister is when the relationship gets complicated. It's weirdly beautiful and maybe a little dangerous. Released in 1987, it's the sound of a band realizing that they could actually write songs without losing their taste for chaos. Think of it as pop music, but filtered through an alien radio station where all the dials are broken. Take the opener, Schizophrenia. It's almost catchy, but just when you think you can hum along, the guitars wobble and warp like a tape deck is melting in the sun. And then there's Catholic Block, which feels like getting shoved into a mosh pit by someone who's way too caffeinated. Kim Gordon always steals the scene with her cool menace, especially on Pacific Coast Highway, which is basically a murder ballad delivered with the poise of a fashion icon. The whole record hums with this strange energy, like a band is trying to build skyscrapers out of a guitar feedback and duct tape. You hear the future of the 90s alternative boom forming in real time. You know, Nirvana and Friends were definitely taking notes, but Sister doesn't care about being your blueprint. It's too busy being noisy, gorgeous, and slightly unhinged. At its core, Sister is an album that proves Sonic Youth could make dissonance sound addictive. It's not chaos for chaos' sake. It's chaos with groove and hook and attitude. Even when the guitars sound like they're chewing on electrical wires, you still want to turn it up. So if Sister Sonic Youth's best album, maybe, or is it their most fun? Absolutely. If your idea of fun involves being serenaded by a beautiful mess that keeps threatening to fall apart but never does. So if you haven't listened to this album, check it out. Let me know what you think.